This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the second to last week of session.
We fully funded the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
We do have some expenditures that still need to be paid.
A Missouri Senate House Conference Committee wrapped up final changes to the fiscal year 2020 operating budget in one day. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby says the budget totals just shy of $30 billion for next year.
A third of it is targeted special funds.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis adds most of the budget is fueled by the citizenry.
Individual income taxes makes up about 69.81% of the state's revenue sources.
House Bill 3.
Senator from Andrews.
But a hang-up remained on House Bill 3, which funds higher education. Senator Hageman says the Missouri House of Representatives wants less money for the Fast Track program than does the Missouri Senate.
The conference would like to go with $10 million of lottery proceeds.
Senator Scott Sitton of Afton says the governor originally asked for $20 million.
There's obviously separate authorizing legislation.
Early Friday morning,
by your vote of 31 aye and one no,
the Missouri Senate approved the budget. Fiscal year 2020 will start on July 1st.
Ready on rules, joint rules.
The Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee heard House Joint Resolution 48, 46, and 47 on Tuesday morning. During committee discussion, Senator Mike Bernsketter of Jefferson City pointed out opponents to the resolution claim it would take Missouri back to gerrymandering.
Do you know that judges did it, not us?
Senator May says under current law, the state auditor would send choices to the legislature.
If they disagree or whatever, they get to remove one person.
The panel votes to send House Joint Resolution 48, 46, and 47 to the full Missouri Senate for consideration.
We're encouraged. Things have moved.
The governor made it quite clear that no deal has been cut.
Missouri senators also move into the final week of session with a major announcement having been made. Late last week, General Motors made public an intention to add to its production, which may mean additions to GM's Wentzville plant. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says they're looking at how to finalize this deal before session ends next Friday.
I think we're talking about some additional looks at some infrastructure ideas.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds the governor has made it clear this is not a done deal.
We are in consideration.
The final week of session starts Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.